BBC Listen.
Oh, hello. My name is Nidge. And tonight on Imagine This, I think it's bedtime.
You are yawning a lot.
It means you're tired.
I am yawning a lot, but I don't feel quite ready to go to sleep. And I wonder why I'm yawning. Eamon has been wondering about yawns too.
Hello. My question is, why do we yawn?
And he's not the only one.
My name is Ruben and I want to know how are yawns made?
Hello, my name is Lucas and I'm 4 years old and I want to know, why do people open their mouths when they are doing a yawning?
I know someone who can help us find out. Her name is Dr. Kathleen Madison and she works at a place called the Centre for Sleep Science at the University of Western Australia.
It probably has lots of beds in there
and lots of pillows.
It does sound cosy. Let's say hello.
I thought you said it was bedtime.
Oh, we can stay up a little longer. Hi, Dr. Kathleen.
Hi, Nidge. No need to be quiet, though. No one's sleeping right now.
I think Nidge needs a sleep.
He's yawning lots.
It's not just Nidge. Almost all animals yawn. Birds, dogs, lions.
Even my pet goldfish Bubbles?
Yes.
Huh. But why do we yawn? Is it just because Bubbles and I are tired?
Well, there's a difference between when we yawn and why we yawn.
When do I yawn? I think I do it before I go to sleep.
I yawn in the morning when I wake up.
I yawn when I'm bored.
We also often yawn when we're stressed or scared or nervous.
I'm yawning now.
We can yawn when we see someone else yawn, or even when we hear or think about yawning.
That's a long list of when we yawn, but why do we yawn at those times?
Yawning is a bit mysterious. It's an action that we call a reflex, which means we can't control it. But to better understand why we yawn, let's use our imaginations.
Oh, we're good at that.
Let's all take a seat on this bed.
I'm not tired.
I don't want to go to sleep.
We're not going to go to sleep. We're going to turn this bed into a flying time machine. I need everyone to count to three. Ready?
One, two, three.
Liftoff! Woo!
Oh, we're flying! Oh, I'm not tired anymore.
Scientists haven't agreed on a single correct reason why we yawn. But there are three main theories.
We're up in the air!
Is that the first theory? That we yawn for air?
That used to be a popular thought, but not anymore. Scientists have done tests on people in places where there's not much oxygen. And those people didn't do bigger yawns or more yawns. They also tested people's blood. And yawning did not make more oxygen in the blood. But before we land, do you want to know when and where people yawn the most?
In bed.
Good guess. But no, not in bed. We yawn the most before we're even born.
Inside our mum's tummies.
Exactly. And there's no air in there. Which also suggests we don't yawn simply for oxygen.
Okay. So you said there were three main theories why we yawn. What's number one?
Let me show you. Bed passengers, get ready for landing.
Whee!
That was a hard landing for a bed.
Wow. Where are we?
We've travelled back about 10,000 years to the Stone Age.
Why did we need to travel so far back in time?
Well, some scientists think that maybe we don't actually need to yawn very much these days, but yawning was probably a lot more important in cave people times.
How come?
Let me demonstrate. Let's oscillate together.
Oscillate?
That's the scientific word for yawn. So, let's stretch our mouths open wide as they can go. Then take a deep breath in and out.
Oh, my ears just popped.
That can happen when we oscillate. Yawning helps open our eustachian tubes that connect our throats and our ears.
So is that why we yawn? To keep those tubes clear?
Not really, because we can also open our eustachian tubes by swallowing.
Oh yeah, that works too.
A yawn is a big stretch of the muscles in our jaws, our heads, our necks and our faces. And that big stretching also helps to get things moving inside our bodies.
Like what?
Like blood. The yawning action can increase the flow of blood to our brains. And that blood travels through something called the carotid artery.
What's an artery?
I think it's somewhere where art is.
It's like a tunnel for blood.
A blood highway.
Yes, and there are tiny sensors in that blood tunnel. When those sensors are stretched from our yawns, our hearts beat faster.
Boom, 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 boom.
Then little messengers called hormones are released inside our bodies.
What kind of messages are the hormones sending?
Messages to keep us alert.
Hey, body, wake up.
Don't go to sleep yet.
Look alive.
Attention, attention.
And it was extra important to be alert during the Stone Age because...
there were predators?
Was that a dinosaur?
It sounded like a saber-toothed tiger.
And a woolly mammoth?
Yeah, but I don't want to hang around to find out. Run! Run!
Quick! Over here! There's a cave we can hide in.
Ah, okay. So, yawning can help us keep awake and alert if we're feeling tired, which would have been important for survival back in cave people times.
Yes, it's a way of fighting off tiredness and telling our bodies to pay attention. And that also might be why we do it when we're stressed or scared. Gives us a little boost of energy to get us to the safety of a cave like this.
It's a little dark and cold in here. Can we light a fire?
Good idea. I'll collect some sticks.
We can't light fires. It's a grown-up job.
Ah, that's right. But Kathleen and I have got it covered.
Ooh, it's toasty warm.
It's hot.
I'm yawning again.
Me too. What's the cause this time?
It could actually be the temperature.
The heat from the fire?
Maybe. So the first theory about why we yawn was to keep us awake and alert. And the second theory is that we do it to cool down our brains.
Oh, man, I'm getting pretty hot.
My cheeks are red.
Some scientists think that when we yawn, we sometimes breathe in cool air. And that can cool the blood that runs through our face and head. And that can also stop our brains from getting too hot.
So it's like turning on a fan on hot days?
Kind of. But remember, not everyone agrees that's the reason we yawn. These are just some theories that some scientists have come up with.
I'm yawning again.
I think you're making me yawn.
Aha! That brings us to the third theory.
That yawning is contagious?
That means it's catchy. You do it, then I do it, then you do it.
Yep. Yawning is a way that humans show empathy.
Empathy.
Empathy means understanding someone else and their feelings. It can make us feel connected to each other.
Oh, that's nice. So if you yawn and then I yawn, that's me showing that I understand you?
It can be. It's a bit like how when someone smiles at you, it can make you want to smile back. Or if someone's crying, it can make you feel sad. But it doesn't happen all the time for everyone, and we can't control it, even though it's a way of communicating.
But hang on, you said we yawn the most before we're even born. It can't be catchy if we're not born yet, can it?
Good thinking. We start yawning before we're born, but it usually doesn't become contagious until we're about 4 years old. That's when most people start to better understand other people's feelings.
I'm sleepy.
I'm tired.
I'm ready for a sleep too.
It's time for bed.
That's also part of the third theory about relating to others. Yawning is thought to help keep people's body clocks in sync with each other.
They do the same thing at the same time.
Yawning can be a signal that it's time for the tribe to wind down and get ready to rest all together. or to wake up and prepare for danger together.
Maybe it's not a good time to wind down just yet.
Let's take a peek outside the cave and see what's going on. Look, the mammoth is yawning too.
Maybe the mammoth is winding down too.
Yes, I see it's closing its eyes.
Sweet dreams.
This might be our cue to head back to our bed too.
All right, everyone, let's go back to the bedtime machine.
Tiptoe, tiptoe.
Don't wake up the woolly mammoth.
Shh, quietly.
Oh, we made it. We're back to the flying bed.
Let's launch on the count of three. Ready?
One, two, three.
Thanks for taking us back in time on this flying bed, Dr. Kathleen.
My pleasure. I'm sorry I couldn't give you one clear answer that all the scientists agree with.
Ah, no worries. I kind of like it when that happens. Not one answer, but lots of possibilities and plenty more questions to ask.
On the toe.
I see it.
Ah, we're here. Ah, surely it's time for sleep now.
You're in the right place. I'll grab some pillows and blankets.
So, Eamon, Reuben and Lucas, there are three main theories about why we yawn. But no one has agreed on just one right answer. We do know that there are lots of moments when we yawn, and we know that we don't yawn just to get oxygen. So the first theory about why we yawn is that it keeps us awake and alert, especially if we're feeling tired.
When we're not ready to go to sleep.
And we need to pay attention.
The second theory is that we yawn to cool down our brains.
So it doesn't get too hot.
And the third theory is that we yawn to relate to other people.
You understand their feelings.
I yawn when you yawn.
Another part of relating to people is being in sync.
We go to sleep at the same time.
And we wake up at the same time.
But maybe yawning isn't as important today as it was way back when most people lived in tribes in caves.
We have alarm clocks now.
And there are no saber-toothed tigers chasing us.
And that could be why today's scientists don't quite understand why we do it.
It's a mystery!
A mystery we can sleep on. I'm ready for a snooze.
This is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more awesome stories or to learn something new, go to the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.